some of you will remember my friend Jed, and some of you will remember that he was here for convention, which is great for me because I enjoy spending time with Jed. Well, inevitably this means that we get into one of our bits. In the past, these have included the proper type of alb to buy, because there is more than one type of alb you can buy. This is an alb. And, oh, what else have we done? There's a long variety. Oh, the nature of the prayer book, and whether or not it is proper in its current order or it should be changed. This time, I think we got into the comparable merits of preaching from the Old Testament versus the New Testament. As you know, I tend to lean towards the Old Testament, and Jed is very much a New Testament sort of person. Well, we got into this Saturday night at the Diocesan Convention banquet. We were having a great time, as we do when this happens, and Jed's wife, Mary Beth, who was with us at seminary and knows how to stop these sorts of discussions, wasn't there. So the nice young man sitting on my right was watching this, perhaps a little confused, maybe slightly amused, and eventually he decided he had an opinion. And as I recall, it was a fairly insightful opinion, and he weighed in on this. At which point in time, I felt it was important to tell him that neither of us was really interested in winning our debate. We were mostly interested in having the debate. At which point in time, I think he definitely became amused. He would fit in well at seminary. I blame my family. I don't really know what Jed's excuse is, but I blame my family. I grew up in a family where debate was valued, where informed opinions, even if they weren't necessarily your own opinion, was important. The ability to take up either side of a discussion and argue it to a conclusion, whether or not it was a logical debate or a logical conclusion, was seen as a useful skill. Dinner can be interesting, even still, when we all get together. So when I hear Paul this morning asking, "Where is the debater of this age?" I still don't raise my hand, because I know what Paul is doing. He's setting people up. I grew up in my family. I recognize this technique. Paul starts out, remember, asserting that all of this is foolishness. And he asks a series of questions. He's looking for the wise person, the scribe, those who have some education and learning. And then he asks for the debater. He's sort of goading people into a debate that he is confident they will lose. So as much as I enjoy a good debate, even one I'm not necessarily going to win or even interested in winning, I'm not taking Paul on. Of course, I'm rarely interested in taking Paul on under any circumstances. But I think this is what we fear. I think we fear finding the debaters of this age, because we know they're out there, don't we? The people who ask us to prove that God is real, that faith is worth the gamble, that faith genuinely is, or even the far more passive group of people, I'm spiritual but not religious, people that you then look at and think, well, what do I do with you then? We fear this. I think we fear them enough that we keep silent when we don't have to. Because As much as Jed and I enjoy our debates, our little bits, there's a reason Jed and I have them with each other. We both know that at the end of the day, God doesn't really care. Not much is staked on these things and these subjects other than our own enjoyment. They don't matter. Well, they do to us, but that's about where it ends. They aren't issues of faith. They aren't issues of salvation. And beyond our own interest in them, they aren't issues of importance. Paul knew that. That's why I don't raise my hand when he asks for a debater. Faith isn't about what you can prove. Faith isn't about what you can prove. Faith is, as he goes on to try and describe, often foolishness. It's the foolishness to hope that people can change, because we have seen that, because it is part of our stories. Faith is the foolishness to hope that changing the lives of a handful of homeless families makes a difference. Because it does. Faith is the belief that what we do together this morning matters. Because it does. Paul knew this. Paul tells us this morning in a dialogue in a script written for another people in another age. He reminds us that it's not necessarily about having the right answers, because we don't have them. And that's okay. If God was looking for the wisest person in the room, God is going to fail, because ultimately, God is wiser than all of us. We weren't chosen for our wisdom. I'm sorry. We weren't chosen for our ability to craft great answers. We were chosen because God was looking for a relationship. And we're actually pretty good at that. Well, except for when we're not. But God's hung in there with us for a long time. We were chosen for being us. We were chosen maybe because this whole setup is just a little bit foolish. And some days, that's awfully good news. Amen.